All right, let me give you a heads up this time. I want you to pay close attention because at some point, I do plan to quiz you on this, whether it's later today or at some other time down the road, I plan to quiz you. Okay, here's a do slash don't. A do slash don't. Tell me if this is something you should do or is this something you don't do. You know how sometimes our baby has fallen asleep, and it's a good thing, but maybe we're not really that cool about where the baby has fallen asleep. For example, in the car seat, on the way home, baby's in the car seat, baby's falling asleep, we're at home. Should we go ahead and wake the baby up, get the baby inside, or let the baby continue to sleep in the car seat? All right, here's a don't. Don't wake your baby up. Just carry the car seat with the baby in the seat into the house. Set the whole car seat safely on the floor. Not any furniture, whether couch, chair, table, nope, on the floor. And let your baby finish her nap in the car seat. Keep her buckled in. Keep her buckled in. She moves, she will not fall forward and fall out of the seat. Keep her buckled in, even if the seat is angled back a bit. Keep her buckled in. If she starts to snooze in her baby swing, make sure she's buckled in and keep an eye on her. A short nap is okay, but don't let her sleep there overnight. A short nap in the baby swing. Okay, a short nap in the car seat. Okay, but not overnight. For the safest way to sleep, place her on the firm mattress of a crib on her back. And please notice now, they said on a crib, firm mattress. Do you notice that sometimes when you put your baby in the crib, she seems to sleep less time overall than if she sleeps in the bed with the parents? And you know she's old enough to be sleeping in her own bed, crib. Check the mattress. It needs to be a firm mattress, not a soft one. A firm mattress and on her back. Okay. Now, what about this? Do babies sleep a lot? Yes or no? Yes, they do. It may not seem like it at first, but your newborn may sleep about 16 hours a day, waking for feedings and changing. As they get older, they need less sleep during the day and more at night. Did you catch that? As babies get older, they need less sleep during the day and they need more sleep at night. By 6 months of age, some babies should be able to sleep through the night, plus take 2 to 3 naps. By 6 months, some babies should be able to sleep through the night. But don't worry if she doesn't. Each baby is different. Here's the thing. Is your baby sleeping as much during the day as she is during the night? Is your baby sleeping more during the day than during the night? Are you helping your baby figure out, even though she won't really understand it, her circadian rhythm, her body clock? Are you taking steps to help her wind down at night? Or are you keeping her, are you doing things that keep her just as revved up at night as she is at day in the daytime? Think about what we've been saying about us adults and the need to pull away from the technological devices as we get closer to our sleepy time. And we need to be winding down so that when it is time for us to fall asleep, it'll be fairly easy for us to fall asleep because we will not have kept ourselves wired right up to the second that we finally lie down and let our heads hit the pillow. And some people, even when the head is on the pillow, they're still working with the smartphone, making it harder to get to sleep at the time that our bodies really need to be asleep. And some people treat their babies the same way. How many of you keep lights shining brightly? I mean brightly, where the baby is. You don't try to get the baby someplace where it's quiet and dark. You just keep the baby right there where you and everybody else are located. All the lights shining, all kinds of noise just blasting all around their ears and their head, their mind, their brain. Not good for the baby. It's not good for the baby. You should be training your baby that there are different times of the day and night. And that nighttime is especially sleepy time. And you just throw your baby's circadian rhythm off. You don't help your baby get trained for that. You're doing your baby a grave disservice. Babies do sleep a lot. But like I said, don't be too worried if you're doing what should be done. You're consistently doing what should be done to help your baby sleep when your baby needs to be asleep, and it's just not working. Remember now, I said when you are consistently doing what you should be doing to help your baby learn the proper times to truly sleep. In other words, you're helping them get their circadian rhythm down, get that body clock wired properly, and you're consistently doing it over an extended period of time, and it's just not working, don't sweat it. But remember, they said as babies get older, they need less sleep during the day and they need more sleep at night. How about this? Naps to go. You know how some people say, oh, don't worry about it. Baby's going to get to sleep anyway. So, you know, they'll nap here, they'll nap there. Should we rely on naps to go? The answer is no. It may be tempting to squeeze napping into carpooling and errand time. That's okay once in a while. But constantly napping on the go may not get your child the rest that he really needs. If he always seems tired and your schedule is packed, you need to consider cutting back or rearranging your schedule. Or use a sitter or ask a friend to help out so that your baby has his regular, thorough naps. Regular and thorough sleepy times.